Going to be joined now by Justin Welby, who is, of course, the Archbishop of Canterbury. Good morning to you, Archbishop.
Good morning, Andrew.
Another shocking morning. We're waking up to another shocking day.
A terrible morning. Terrible events last night. The sense that, tragically, we're becoming familiar with a profound horror and grief for those who are caught up in this. And I agree. And I'm a Londoner. It's no more than a mile or so from where we live. And we were just utterly grieved by what we heard.
Did you wake up to the news this morning, Archbishop, or what did you hear about it last night?
I heard the beginning of it last night, but I woke up to the full horror of it this morning.
So across churches in Britain today, presumably you're offering up prayers for the victims of this latest attack and, of course, the other ones we've also had this year.
We were, and I've just come out of an absolutely packed service in Folkestone where that sense of air and standing with the people in London and grief was tangible. It was the most extraordinary atmosphere, but also of resilience and determination. I think that reflects the reality of London. We know London is just showing why it is the world's greatest city, with generosity and with open hearts and courage.
And there's a sense that the show must go on, Archbishop. Life has to go on as normal. And the Prime Minister and the political parties have agreed, of course, that in that spirit, the general election will take place on Thursday.
I hadn't heard that, but I'm very, very glad they've made that decision. The only way that we show what we're made of in this is going on. We take sensible precautions. But the terrorists want to divide us. They want to make us hate one another. They want to change our way of life. And what we celebrated this morning in church was the eternal hope we have in Jesus Christ. And as well as that, the deep resources we have in our faith, our history, our culture, to face up to these things with courage.
The Prime Minister, speaking outside Number 10 this morning, Archbishop, she said there has been too much tolerance of extremism and there will have to be some difficult conversations. Is she right?
I agree with that. I think we must show determination in dealing with extremism, and it's particularly important that we understand where it comes from and deal with the root causes of it. Yes, we cannot be tolerant of extremism. Historically, as a country, we've been hospitable to people. We must go on being profoundly and deeply hospitable. We have many staff from all faiths working for us at Lambeth Palace. We have refugees from Syria, and they are people who mourn and grieve with us this morning. So we mustn't turn against people because of their faith or their category. But we must turn against people who seek to divide and destroy us.
You sort of preempted my next question. My final question, Archbishop, was just that. Do you fear that there could be any sort of backlash against the Muslim community?
I do. I am anxious about that, yes, that there'd be a backlash against the Islamic community. Anyone who thinks of that, of saying anything, insulting someone on the tube or the bus or in the street, or let alone attacking a mosque or something like that, or anyone, they need to remember that if they do that, the terrorists give them a triple cheer because they're doing exactly what the terrorists want them to do.
Okay.
Where we defeat them is by sticking together.
All right. That's Justin Welby. He is the Archbishop of Canterbury talking here exclusively to LBC.